Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Live the Promise. There are many more podcasts available up on the website at myfaithradio.com, and your support makes this possible. Thank you. For tuning in today, I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. So glad you tuned in, and a very happy Thursday to you. So here's my question of the day. Are you ready for it? How healthy are you? Wait for it. How healthy are you emotionally, physically, chemically? You know, God is so amazingly and intricately wired each one of us that these things affect the others. Our emotional health ripples into our physical health, which also impacts our chemical balance. So how can we become more aware of our bodies and how they're wired? Well, we've started a monthly feature that I've heard from you. It's one of your favorites. It's called Health and Healing with Dr. Troy. Dr. Troy is the founder of Synapse Center for Health and Healing, and he honors us with his presence every single month. We've got him for 1 hour today, but in the next 2 months, we get him for 2 hours. It seems like we're always just scratching the surface of your questions. So we're going to unpack some common connections, our emotional state with our physical state, just some connections between issues like unforgiveness, and bitterness and arthritis, different things like that. But we'll take your questions as well. So if you've got questions, I want to tell you the first four to get on the air with a question today. We've got four copies of Called to Greatness, 31 Devotions to Ignite the Faith of Fathers and Sons, just in honor of Father's Day. This is by Dan Britton and Jimmy Page. You've been on the show plenty of times. So on your mark, get set. Let's hear from you. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. You can email your questions as well, Susie at myfaithradio.com. Let me tell you about my guest. We'll get him on the show. Dr. Troy Spurrell is the CEO and founder of Synapse, the Center for Health and Healing. He travels extensively, conducting seminars on disease prevention and healing through a faith-filled, healthy lifestyle. His mission is to impact the well-being of people around the world by providing solutions to complicated life issues and to create sanctuaries that promote the restoration and perpetuation of health, happiness, prosperity. And I got to tell you, my massage therapist who helps me so much with TMJ and a lot of my neck issues, one day when I was having this Lyme flare-up, is the one who said, you've got to go see Troy. You've got to see him. And it was just my time. I'm telling you, she'd mentioned it before, and I wasn't listening because I was snoring during this massage. But anyway, this time I knew I needed to do it. And God has used this man to bring such deep, deep healing physically, emotionally in my life. I'm marveling at the results. And I thought, I can't keep this to myself. I want to share them with you. And as he's come on and answered your questions, I hear from you and what a difference it's made. So, Dr. Troy, welcome to the studio.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Always honored to have you, and I appreciate all that you sow into our listeners. They appreciate it. And just as you've seen, and you see it in your practice, but just by the response every time you come on with all the calls and emails, everybody has issues right now. I mean, we're in a toxic, you know, culture in some ways. If we're not careful, we're going to be impacted by it.
Yeah, definitely. We're beautifully made, but we're swimming in the muck, so to speak.
Yes.
And so there's consequences to that.
Indeed. And this is why you're here. So we love to start out talking scripture, and you chose 1 Peter 4:10. Each of you should use whatever gift you've received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. First of all, it's pretty awesome to see that you're doing exactly that in the way that you lead your team, in the way that you're caring for your patients. But maybe unpack that verse as it means so much to you.
Well, many people may look at people in our profession and see healers and say it's obvious that the gift is there. But my real intent with that today is to share with the listeners that they each have gifts. And how God works is absolutely mind-boggling, because many times he'll work through the person I'm working on for me.
Hmm.
And many times their awareness or who they are, their gifts and their talents are what leads to me helping someone else. Or and they don't even know it. And many times I try and share it, but a lot of times it's after the fact. And I just, it's one of those things where if you ever by yourself and you just chuckle and you said, man, that was brilliant, God, how you did that.
Exactly.
That was absolutely brilliant.
Mm.
And people have these gifts. And I see a lot of people, and they just they don't see it themselves. They can't see their gift. They look in the mirror, and they see everything that's wrong. And there's a lie there that they have to stop believing. And part of the healing that we see is helping people see the truth, the gift that God has blessed them with. And when people start living in that gift, they start really seeing the miracles that come with that. And when you are in service to others because of your gift, then you start to be fulfilled. And when you are fulfilled, it's really hard to get sick. I mean, it is. And so, and it's, I wish it's just something we could stay in that state all the time, but it's the world we live in again. Mm. We come in and out of it, and we have to be reminded of it. It's why people listen to your show.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's why you have speakers on, like the one you just had on. Yeah. It was brilliant. We need that reminding, and we need God to work through us, all of us, as one. And so I just want people to recognize that they each have a gift. And once you identify what your gift is, be very, very aware of it and work your life completely around that gift, because you will start to see changes in who you are and how you show up in life, and you'll impact people that you don't even know you're impacting.
You know, that is so, so good. And I'm thinking of Ray Johnston, who we just had on, who's a pastor of a mega church, and you've got you running this practice and on the Live the Promise team. I think we all get out of bed for the same reason, is to see people mobilized and healed and restored and set free, because they all have spheres of influence. And you look at the ripple effect. I mean, we sit and look at all the bad news, but the good news is God is still on the move, and there's so much he wants to do in and through each of us.
Yes, you know? Always. Yeah,
wow.
Definitely.
So, so good. So while we wait for the calls to come in, we've got some questions that we did not get to. And this is from one of our favorite listeners, Jerry. We just love this dear guy. And I promised him we couldn't get to it last time. We're getting to it today. And you'd mentioned off the air that you could probably spend a whole show on this issue. But he says, Dr. Troy, I have a small lipoma, which is a lump of white blood cells, I believe, on my shoulder since I was injured in a car accident in 93. My doctor told me that they almost never become cancerous, but a couple times a year it gets sore. Should I have it removed, or is there a non-surgical method of removal?
Well, if it's only the one and is due to trauma, it's highly unlikely that non-surgical will work. However, you can actually have them slowly go away. If they're fatty deposits from other sources, from something we call mitochondrial deficiencies, then that's the powerhouse of our cells. So a lot of things go into play with that one. That's more of making sure you're getting restful sleep, making sure you're using oxygen and sugar properly. And so surgical removal, it's pretty easy to do, and it would take a very, very short period of time, very, very low risk. For something like that was trauma-induced, then it actually does make sense to have surgery on that particular one. If there's more lipomas and there's more growing up or it's becoming larger, then that's a sign that metabolically things aren't quite working right. There might be some insulin resistance, oxygen deprivation. Basically, the powerhouse of the cells, the mitochondria, aren't working properly. Antioxidant protection is a big, big part of it. So identifying what mental chemical and stress is there and helping remove that is key process for getting those mitochondria working again. So multiple lipomas, if they're coming up, then very, very important to take care of. And the reason why I know a lot about this is because my personal health journey many, many years ago in 1995, I had lipomas starting to pop up all over my arms, and multiple, about four or five on each arm. And eventually in 1997, I woke up one morning and couldn't raise my arms. And that's what I wrote my first book about, was getting the diagnosis that I'd be in a wheelchair the rest of my life. And they diagnosed me with a mitochondrial myopathy and a form of muscular dystrophy, and it ended up not being that. But it took many months and many years for me to get my arm strength back and my health back, and my lifestyle, my state of mind, all of that was a part of that healing. And much of what we do at the clinic really came from that experience of being the doctor. I was in my very first year of practice and also being the patient at the exact same time. And nothing speeds up the learning curve like being the patient yourself.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Wow. Okay, this is an anonymous listener. My eyes give me issues on an almost regular basis. I wear contacts for about 9 hours of the day and work in front of a computer. Can Dr. Troy speak to eye health?
Yes. There's a lot going on there, but generally speaking, the eyes are a muscle. So every time you're using a muscle, I just want you to picture maybe the bicep muscle, and you're just flexing it over and over and over again. You have to provide fuel for that muscle. So it needs oxygen. It needs blood sugar to just contract. But then with the eyes in particular, you also have, we have these glands that help lubricate them. And so we need to make sure that they're staying lubricated. So a lot of things can actually impact eye health. If you're looking at a computer screen all day long, there's a lot more eye strain because you're using that muscle over and over and over. So we need to be able to rest and relax them. Sometimes they make these actual screen covers that will go over top of the screen, and it'll knock out the light. And so it's important to recognize that the different filtered light will lead to less strain on the eyes. So you get these rose-colored screen lenses that go over the computer. It actually is therapeutically calming to the brain versus the actual excitatory response. So that's one thing. Secondly, the glands and the secretion of the glands is very important that your cranials, which are the bones and muscles of the head and jaw, be completely balanced. And some massage therapists, cranial sacral therapists, and chiropractors can work on that. So if you're worried about eye health, make sure you get your cranials assessed. And one of the biggest things I see is congestion, sinus congestion. And a lot of that comes from our diet. If we are consuming food that we're reacting to that's inflammatory, the reaction, our immune system's reaction, is to produce mucus or an inflammatory fluid response in the digestive tract. But when we're first born, the cell that differentiates in to become our intestines also differentiates up and becomes the lining of our sinuses. So that is our defense system. So just picture a big wall, like the Great Wall of China, and that's the fortress, if you will, and you've got your army guarding the wall at one end and at the other end. If there's an invading organism or something that's trying to get in, they're going to let the other end know. So the bottom line is, if your intestines swell up, inflame, so will your sinuses. And it happens so slowly over time that our sinuses become dry, inflamed, thickened, and impacted, and that will actually congest our glands that help lubricate the eyes and keep them nice and moist. And you add contacts, that just irritates it. You add strain by looking at a computer. So those factors all play into it. Lutein is a very important antioxidant for eye health, and your eyes really require antioxidants. We've had some very dramatic cases where we had some of our patients that were going blind with autoimmune reactions because of their eye health, and we corrected the cranials and then gave them good antioxidants, and they regained their sight and vision. They stopped losing it. So very, very important to keep the antioxidants and the flow of nutrients going to the eye.
Boy, so good. I told you before, one of these days, I want to spend a whole show on diet and supplements. There's so much, because there's not every supplement does a supplement make. Somebody great once said that. I just said it anyway. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484, or email Susie@myfaithradio.com, Susie@myfaithradio.com. When we come back, we've got another anonymous listener who wants to know about infertility, causes behind it. Welcome your questions as well. Here's that number one more time, 877-933-2484. It's Health and Healing with Dr. Troy, and we will be back in a moment.
If you can take and you can give, learn how to love and you learn how to live. It's not a waste of time or money to put your heart on the life of somebody. Learn to love.
Love that song. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is With a Promise. It's this month's edition of Health and Healing with Dr. Troy. We've got lots of questions that we didn't get to last month, but seeing you're a little bit quiet today, I want to hear from you. If you've got a question about your health, your diet, supplements, you have chronic issues, questions, symptoms, love to hear from you. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. This listener wanted to remain anonymous, Troy, and she said, can Dr. Troy talk about infertility and some of the causes behind it?
Yeah, so with infertility, there are many, many causes. Sometimes there is, with the female in particular, they're just not producing the eggs. And so what I'll talk on is mostly when you are producing the eggs and things aren't happening. So first and foremost, the mindset is very, very important for that. So stress is one of the biggest components to regulation of the hormones that help with pregnancy.
Wow.
So many times we see that people are trying to get pregnant, and as soon as they stop, that's when they get pregnant. And whenever that happens, you can almost take to the bank that it is because of the mental stress, the pressure they're putting on themselves to get pregnant. Hmm. And the area of the brain that regulates our hormones also regulates our emotions. And so that's a big, big part of it. So stress plays a huge role, and you have to put it in God's hands, basically, and say if it's His will. Now, other factors that can play into it, something that is kind of funny, but it really, really plays a big role, is the lining and the position of the home for the baby, the uterus itself. So many women are walking around with rotated pelvis and tipped uterus, and they don't know that that can actually be impactful with carrying a baby to term. And so if you look up, I'm sure it's on the internet somewhere, we do a simple exercise or teach them how to do a simple exercise. It's called a uterine lift. Once the pelvis is just rotated back in place, it's like doing a sit-up, but you literally just kind of pull below the belly button and lift up on the lower abdomen while you're doing a crunch. What this does, it helps align the uterus. And one of the ways to tell if you may have a tipped uterus is if you have a lot of cramping during your cycle. So women I'm talking about here. If guys are having cramping during their cycle, it's a completely different issue. Yes.
Anyway.
So you want to do that about 5-10 times a day, and that's it. And that little sit-up can help put the uterus in the right position, which allows for a better home, really, for the baby. Some of the other things that we see, there are autoimmune disorders that where our own immune system does attack the baby, and that really can happen usually after the second child or something like that, after the first child, I should say. And many other times there is a problem with people and with a genetic disorder component where they're not converting the folic acid properly. Folic acid is one very, very important vitamin that is needed for the brain development and neural development. And there is a genetic defect that's in the media all over the place right now, the MTHFR defect, that they can't convert the proper type of folic acid. And so we know a lot of women that start on the proper folic acid do better with that as well. So it's really a balance of those scenarios. Those are three quick things that you can do at home, if you will, to help improve your chances of being pregnant.
Oh, excellent. 877-933-2484. We've got Mia checking in from Carlton. Hey, Mia, you're on the air.
It's Maya.
Maya, sorry,
hi.
Honey. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Susie?
Doing well. So sorry I got your name wrong.
Beautiful. Oh, you know, name. It happens all the time. I'm used to it. Not a problem. First of all, I really love your show. I listen to you on my way home from work every day. So thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you. I'm grateful.
And Dr. Troy, my question for you is, I love to work out, and I get a lot of questions about from family and friends about supplemental protein. And there's a lot of this stuff out there. On Facebook, there's this stuff called Thrive. There's Shakeology from Beachbody. There's whey protein, soy protein, muscle milk. All this stuff is out there. And what do you recommend? You know, these fad diets with these pills, all these things everybody's trying to do in the gyms. Is there something that you would recommend that would be more of a healthy approach? Yet is there a protein source that would be best if you need it in a powder form?
Okay, great question. In a powder form is kind of the key there, because I was going to answer it one way until you said that. The bottom line is your body's very unique and different to everyone else's, but the cell, the human cell, is the human cell. So what I mean by that is the cell requires the same basic nutrients. We need a certain amount of minerals, a certain amount of antioxidants, a certain amount of fats, proteins. And how your cells work, the baseline stuff's all the same. So getting a very clean product is very, very important. So for me, that's the most important, a clean, pure product. After that, It really depends on what you can tolerate. Now, because of the environmental toxicity out there, there's a large percentage of women that can't do soy protein. However, there is probably just a little bit less. So let's say 50% of women can't do soy protein. There's about 40% that's the actual protein that works best for them. So it's not, there isn't a one fix all for everyone. Now, for actual muscle building, whey protein, isolated whey protein is the best for muscle building. So if you're trying to put on muscle mass, whey protein works great. Most of the products out there are full of junk. And so I'm going to say it that way, which is actually being very nice. You have to be very, very careful. And so,
because that would kind of muck up your system, right?
Well, it does. It's no good putting something good in there if it's coming along with five things that are bad.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're adding more work to your immune system, because every time you work out, you're actually adding work to your immune system. It has to go in and clean up all of the byproducts of the metabolic activity. And so you really want to help first with antioxidants for recovery, good antioxidants, fruits and vegetables, and then a high antioxidant pure supplement. And then the protein, just a clean protein source, whey protein for muscle, pea protein for my autoimmune patients. So if your digestive system's bad and you're reacting to everything, pea protein generally works well. And in my clinic, we'll switch between whey protein, soy protein, pea protein, and rice protein.
Wow.
And those are the four, depending on what people are reacting to.
So I can't do whey or soy, but I've done egg white protein. What do you think of that?
Yeah, egg white protein is another one we'll use every once in a while. It's all about how clean the product is, and that's the big challenge. So I'll give you an example. I have one company in my clinic. I guess I'll say the name because they're the only company that I can use with my Olympic athletes. So USANA Health Sciences actually creates their products and they're FDA regulated, which means that everything that's on the label has been tested, so they have a guarantee for their Olympic athletes. And I always say my most discerning patients are my Olympic athletes, because if they test positive to a banned substance, they lose their gold medal, silver medal. If they're part of a team, the whole team loses their medal.
Whoa.
So it's not worth getting anything impure in there. And the next that's equally is mums. Olympic athletes and mothers.
And
mums. That was my Canadian mum coming out.
I love it.
And so it's very important that the purity is there. And it's kind of sad that the USANA Health Sciences had their athlete guarantee for 9 years, and no other company has matched that. And so it's because they can't, because of the way they've set up their industry. So I'm a fan of that company because of what they actually bring as far as cleanliness. They don't have every product, so we have to use multiple companies to help fill the gaps and everything. But do your best to get as clean a product. Look at any third-party endorsements that have assessed the purity of the product, and then try and make your best choice for what you're looking to do. If you're not looking to put on muscle mass, then take a look at rice, pea, soy, egg white.
Wow. Maya, thank you for that. You get a copy of Called to Greatness, a Father-Son Devo. You give it to someone who would like it. Diane, I see your call. I hope you can hang on for just a couple minutes. We've got a hard break right here. We welcome your calls and your questions, 877-933-2484. This caller, Pam, wants to know, can Troy speak to high-fructose corn syrup? Such good questions. More with Dr. Troy when we return. Now remember this, you can't postpone rest for your 60s or for Sunday only. You've got to add in pauses, Sabbath moments throughout your day. You know, life is an ebb and a flow. So glad you tuned in. I'm Susie Larson. This is With the Promise. We've got a monthly edition. We've got several that we do, but one that we're hearing from you is one of your favorites is today. It's Health and Healing with Dr. Troy. We've got him in studio to answer your questions. 877-933-2484. Diane's checking in from Delano. Hey, Diane, thanks for holding. What's your question today?
Oh, hi. So glad you are both on. I missed getting a question the last time, and I'm so happy you're on. My question, and I am diagnosed as Hashimoto's hypothyroid, and I'm seeing a doctor. He's trying to get my immune system back up. So we're trying also never to be on thyroid medication ever again. And he thought for sure by a year's time with all of the natural supplements and getting off of the gluten that this is possible. So how do you feel about this?
Well, it's definitely possible. I think a year is aggressive. So the people that I work with a lot with Hashimoto's around the country, we stay in touch, and we generally try and set the expectation closer to 2 to 5 years as far as being able to really be on top and manage it. Because the reality is there's 8 different things that actually impact Hashimoto's or autoimmune disease in this case, and it is possible to get off of the medications, but you have to really be on top of those 8 factors. So those include things like vitamin D levels have to stay pretty consistently high, between 50 and 80. Estrogen dominance and estrogen imbalances have to be addressed. Heavy metals, life stressors, sleep disorders, all those things play a role. And then there are some other things like digestive health and restoring that. So it depends how much was off prior to the diagnosis, but definitely it's possible. And the immune system is a big part of it. They've got what you call, I don't know if he's talked to you a lot about this, about TH1 versus TH2, making sure there's no infections going on, and balancing your TH1, TH2, and then regulating it with TH3. Regulators, that might be a little bit too much biochemistry for some people, but that part of your immune system, he's addressing all of those in conjunction with the other factors, then, it's definitely possible. 1 year is pretty aggressive, I think, so I would don't be frustrated if you're not quite there after 1 year. It does take a process. I always tell my patients, it's like a roller coaster. If you can, enjoy the ride.
Thank you so much, Diane, for that call. Really glad you got on today. We're looking at Melanie checking in from Minneapolis. Hey, Melanie, how are you today?
Good, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So you got a question for Dr. Troy.
Well, I all of a sudden quit sleeping about 20 years ago, and it just hit me one night. I was misdiagnosed with fibromyalgia, and I've been on sleeping medication for all these years. And I also had a thyroid issue, so I got on medication for that. And I'm just wondering if there's anything that you would suggest, or I'm open to even coming in and seeing you, because this has been a very long battle. Mm,
it's exhausting and such a discouragement when you battle sleep stuff. And I know you're an expert in this, Dr. Troy, so you go ahead.
Yeah, sleep is the most underrated area of our healthcare system as far as just being addressed properly. And so when it happens suddenly like that, let me ask you, was it trouble getting to sleep, staying asleep, or both?
Both.
Okay, so generally speaking, and this is real general, if there's thyroid implications as well, a lot of times our airway becomes compromised. And so thyroid can be one of the factors. And what we do see is a sleep disorder called upper airway resistance syndrome. And most likely you had that for quite a while. And it sets up a level of adrenal fatigue, even exhaustion. And most people with fibromyalgia do have this sleep disorder. And the reality is it won't improve until you actually get the airway restabilized. The muscles and the nerves that fire to those muscles have to be firing properly. So sometimes dental splints are used to push the jaw forward. Sometimes chiropractic adjustments helping with the actual stability with the head and airway itself. And then fixing the actual adrenal component. Another way of saying it is people get into a fight or flight state and they can't get back into a rest and digest state. So my guess would be there'd be some digestive scenarios that would have to be cleaned up as well, because we usually see with the sleep problems, the digestive stuff is there. Sometimes it's silent, but when we actually look at it and do some digging into it, we can see that there's quite a lot of problems there too, which just feed this scenario. So very common, unfortunately.
Thank you for that call. And I just got to tell you, that's been one of my issues, as Dr. Troy was saying. I got a mouth splint. He has me doing those snow angels on the wall where you stand against the wall, you put a pillow behind or a towel behind your neck, and you press so you're strengthening the back of your neck and kind of doing a snow angel. And also, they sell doTERRA oils at the clinic. I get those as well. I just got to tell you, a friend told me about this combination of vetiver, breathe, and lavender, and it knocks you out. I mean, Kev's having a hard time waking up in the morning, and he snores anyway, but he's like, I cannot even believe. But I got to tell you, the combination of your adjustments, doing those exercises, the mouth splint, and this combination of oils is making a total difference. And so I'm down to a half a dose of a sleep aid, and I'm just saying that, hoping that, Melanie, maybe that will help you, that there is hope. Don't give up hope, but it might be great to see Dr. Troy. All right, Matt, who do we have next here? Line two, Carol, checking in from Thief River Falls. Hey, Carol, how are you today?
Hi, this is the first time I've listened to your program lots. I'm listening to this thing. Right now I'm dealing with a breathing problem, and I'm wondering if it has to do with airway. Sometimes I feel like I'm swallowing over something, and I've been going to a doctor locally, and she has put me on a nebulizer. I don't really think it's helping me a whole lot. I deal with thyroid. I deal, fibromyalgia. I'd like to know if Dr. Troy is receiving new patients, and where is he, and how could I contact him to make an appointment?
Yes, we are. We're located in Eagan, and our team is accepting appointments. And you can actually look us up at officialsynapse.com. That's our website.
And we will have that linked on the show page, Carol, so that you can check out what they do, the kinds of help that they offer. And we've got, like, I'm part of the team. We've got people coming in from all over. They've got people coming in from all over. I pray that they can help you. And they even have a wall of fame. It's pretty interesting to have the different people that they've helped. But thank you so much for that call. Dennis, calling in from Woodbury. Sorry about that. Hey, Dennis, thanks for holding.
Hey, Susie. My question is, if you could talk a little bit about depression. I went into a depression in 2006, and I've never really fully come out of it. I've been on a lot. I'm not on any medications now, but I've been on quite a few, and none of them really helped, and a couple of them actually hurt. And I was wondering if there's any. I'm not nearly as bad as I was in 2006, and sunlight seems to make a pretty big difference, but I'm really not even, I would say, I'm not even close to where I was back then. So.
Yeah, there are many factors when it comes to depression. I'm going to speak on just a few from a functional perspective. If you say sunlight seems to make a difference, the first thing that jumps to mind is vitamin D. And vitamin D, when it gets really low, we can go through this thing called seasonal affect disorder. It's a depressed disorder. But if your vitamin D is staying low throughout the year, then that's something that can definitively affect your mood. Depression also manifests through an area of the brain called the basal ganglia. It sets the idle speed for anxiety and depression. And so physical activity and proper feedback from our muscles to that area of the brain can help. That's why exercise helps some people. If you exercise and actually feel worse from that, then that's a process called metabolic switching, where for some reason there was a mental, chemical, or physical trauma that has disengaged the proper communication from your muscles to your brain. And so that process has to be retrained, and you'd be surprised how often that does occur. When it comes to the actual dietary side of things, when it comes to depression and what you might be going through, intestinal inflammation, specifically reactions to wheat, can decrease, can increase inflammation, leading to the liver getting a little bit congested, which is one of the reasons why you may not be able to do well with medications. In fact, they may actually cause more harm than good because you're not able to break them down properly. If you have avoided wheat or tried to avoid wheat, it's very helpful for long-term success with the chemistry of dopamine in particular to help with feeling well. If there's a family history of alcoholism, you can almost take to the bank, wheat will be an issue, which is congesting the intestines and the liver system, which then doesn't allow you to properly get the chemistry back to the brain to feel good. So there are many, many components, but if you clean up the diet and avoid the wheat, that's a good place to start, and then make sure your vitamin D levels get tested and get those up. There are some other factors as well, some potentially with self-esteem and other components, but we just want to make sure there wasn't any traumatic event that precede this. And we're talking within a year to 2 years of when the depression happened. And it could be a mental, physical, like a car accident, or chemical type of trauma that occurred that may have set this up.
Wow. Dennis, I pray that you find exactly what you need and the light starts to shine again. I walked through a depression about 20 years ago, mild, but it was dark enough to know what it felt like to get out of my bed with a spring in my step again. And I just pray that for you. Lord bless you. All right, we've got Paula checking in from Stillwater. Hey, Paula, how are you?
Hi. How are you doing?
Doing well today. Good to have you.
Question for Dr. Troy. I was just curious. Mostly healthy, probably typical diet and exercise regimen and whatnot. I don't have any problem getting to sleep or staying asleep, but when my alarm goes off in the morning, I am utterly exhausted, and I feel like I haven't slept at all. So I was just curious if there's any typical contributors to that or what potentially is going on.
Yeah, generally that means you're not getting deep sleep. So we should wake up feeling rested. So the difference is, when you are asleep, there are different levels of sleep, different stages of sleep. And so we want to get into deep REM sleep. And so that is the hallmark view of a REM sleep disorder. And so many things can cause that again. And so it can be anything from the airway compromise to some chemical imbalance in the digestive system usually. But if we don't get into REM sleep, there's a component during REM sleep where our entire body actually goes paralyzed. If you Google paralytic dreaming, you'll hear all these stories of people waking up and they can't move. Well, it's because our brain is literally shutting our body down. And at that point, our airway is meant to be maintained because we still need oxygen going to the brain. But if the muscles aren't there, if the nerves aren't firing properly to those muscles, the airway collapses and we temporarily get decreased oxygen. That will send a signal to our adrenal glands to release a stress hormone, and we usually don't wake up from that, but it's enough to pull us out of that deep sleep mode. So if you remember your dreams, that's a good sign. But if you don't remember your dreams and you're waking up tired, then definitively I would investigate a REM sleep disorder.
And you'd said last time that you
remember almost all my dreams.
Wow.
That's a good sign. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me speak on that then.
Sure.
Because if you remember your dreams, it means you're getting to a certain stage of REM sleep. And there generally means then let me ask you this. If you get up and you start moving around, do you start to feel better within about 15, 20 minutes after movement?
Yes.
Okay. That's a lymph problem. So lymph is a congested lymph system. So that generally comes from food allergies or something you're not digesting properly or too much sugar. Do you like your sugar?
Yes.
Busted!
So work on reducing sugar, less than 100 carbs a day. Try and stick to that level and pull out the sugar, increase water, and then see if that changes your sleep pattern.
Aren't you glad you called, Paula?
I am.
Yes. And you're
going to
feel, and you're going to feel so much better. I know it's kind of kicking and screaming, going off some of that sugar stuff, but you're going to have clarity. You are going to feel good. And you got to call back and tell us all about it when Troy's on next month. How about that?
Sounds good.
Sounds good. God bless you, dear. 877-933-2484. We've got a good handful of emails came in. Oh boy, the inbox just blew up. So I hope we won't get to all of them, but we'll get to as many as we can. This question, I'm wondering about mind, body, spirit help for someone dealing with alcoholism. Also wondering about estrogen dominance. How do I know if I have it? How to deal with it? So those will be the two at the top when we come back. Don't go away. It's Health and Healing with Dr. Troy. Back in a minute. You know, the The Bible says that your body is a temple. You know what? We carry this treasure in these earthen vessels. Your body is a temple. We're supposed to take care of it. And one of the reasons we do this health and healing with Dr. Troy Remont, you know, I was in the fitness industry for 15 years. I see how intricately we are wired physically, emotionally, spiritually. And so many, if not most Christians, I believe, live with a low level of misery. We don't pay attention to the symptoms and the stuff that our body's trying to tell us. So this is a chance for us to really take care of our bodies and our minds and our spirits so that we can bring our best selves to our lives and our relationships and steward all that God has given us to do. So every month we have Dr. Troy on, and we're answering your questions. It's called Health and Healing. Now, this dear listener, Linda, wrote in and said, you mentioned the essential oils for sleeping. And I got to tell you, this has helped me, and nothing has helped me, basically, my whole adult life. But seeing Dr. Troy, doing my exercises, but this oils. Okay, so I use doTERRA. I know Young Living is also a brand that some use. For doTERRA, lavender, breathe, and vetiver, this combination in a diffuser at night. My husband, who has never had sleep problems, is having problems getting up in the morning, which is kind of funny, but really. Okay, so it was, if I remember right, four or five drops of breathe, three or four drops of lavender, one or two drops of vetiver. So kind of go 5-3-2, kind of like that, or 4-3-1. Got it? Does that make sense? Linda, write me back if I made that too confusing. Okay, we've got Patty checking in from North Dakota with a question. Hey, Patty, how are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Good. What's your question today?
I had a question about what I have been told is maybe angina, where you have a pain in the middle of your chest, like your heart is squeezing down for maybe 30 seconds, and it just happened again today at work. It happened about a month and a half ago, and it happened a few times before that. And I'm wondering if it is stress-related or what would be the basis for that.
Have you had a cardiac stress test?
No, I haven't. Is that what you would recommend for that?
Yeah, it definitely, the heart is something you don't want to fool around with when it comes to symptoms like that. So going in and getting the stress test is very, very much needed. It's going to tell you one way or the other. And if they come back and say there's nothing really wrong, then I'll mention this. If they come back and say nothing's really wrong, many, many times we can have stress and our stomach will get caught up on our diaphragm. So if it happens after stress or after eating, like an hour or something after eating, our diaphragm is a muscle and it can cramp and it mimics angina. So the thing is, though, if it's actually angina, that has to be addressed. So you want to actually go get the actual cardiac stress test done, have them check out, make sure the heart is doing fine. If there is something wrong with the heart, then that's a completely different conversation, and there are ways to treat that medically and then naturally, and you can start to work on that. But if they find everything is completely normal, just have peace of mind that it's probably the diaphragm contracting.
Thanks so much for calling, Patty.
And I haven't noticed it in relation to eating, so I would tend to think it's maybe the other item.
Well, may God lead you to the right doctor and get you the help you need. This one I promised we'd get to, Dr. Troy, and I want to make sure we do. I also see Michelle and Aaron. I pray we can get to you. Boy, these hours go so fast. And this listener says, I'm wondering about mind-body-spirit help for someone dealing with alcoholism and wondering about estrogen dominance. How do I know if I have it? How do I deal with it?
Well, estrogen dominance, the best way to determine that is through hormone testing and specifically saliva hormone testing. Traditional MDs, many of them don't do that yet. Some do. We have a few in the cities here that are doing that. And that will tell you definitively. If you aren't getting the testing done, one of the things we see is with estrogen dominance, where women or men, usually it's women, tend to gain weight is on the sides of their hips. So if their hips are where your weight goes first and comes off last, that's a good possibility then that you're dealing with estrogen dominance. A saliva hormone panel will really give you some 100% accuracy on that, though. And then the first part of that was?
Yes, mind, body, spirit help for someone dealing with alcoholism. I'm sure that's a loaded question with just a little bit of time. Any thoughts?
So the first thing is, with alcoholism, there's a couple things that come in there. So spiritually and emotionally, we see resentment and anger being a very, very big component. We see wheat allergies again related to alcoholism. So many times we crave what we're actually allergic to. And wheat is mostly, or alcohol is mostly wheat-based. And so a lot of times it just comes from that. So from those two perspectives, it's important to help with the resentment and anger. Forgiveness goes a long way when it comes to helping with the emotional and spiritual component to that. Avoid wheat as best you can. Support the liver system, which again is antioxidants. Antioxidants come from fruits and vegetables, and we need amino acids. So amino acids are the building blocks of protein. And so specific amino acids like tyrosine and glutamine help quite a bit when it comes to alcoholism and curbing the actual cravings.
What's the best source of those amino acids?
Well, it depends on the company. Again, we use a couple different companies for that. So Metagenics has a good product that we use at our clinic. Mm-hmm. And there are a few other companies. Pure Encapsulations has an amino acid blend that we use. And Neuro Replete is a product, a specific product. It's very pricey, unfortunately, but it works. But Neuro Replete, and I can't remember the name of the company, but that's the name of the product, has we've been using that quite successfully to help people with the chemistry side of it. But you have to do all three at the same time. You have to treat the emotion component of it, the resentment part of it, and the diet side of it.
Wow. Okay, we literally have 2 minutes left, so we're going to have to, what did you say, number four? Aaron from Borup, Minnesota. Aaron, so sorry, but you're going to have to ask your question fairly quickly, and then you're going to speak in a different language. No, I'm just kidding, just to get this done. So sorry, Aaron, but what's your question today?
I just have a quick one. My husband is a type 2 diabetic, and we do pretty well in his control, but his morning numbers are high. I'm just wondering if there's any suggestions on, without more medication, how to get that lower.
So he's currently on meds?
Yeah, he takes metformin.
Takes metformin.
Breakfast and supper, yeah.
Okay, does he have a low glycemic shake or anything like that before going to bed?
No. We did recently start having him take apple cider vinegar with his meal at supper, and then he usually takes some before bed. And that has helped some with overall, but not as much as we'd like.
Yeah, it's all about balancing the glycemic reactions throughout the day. So what's happening is most likely a reactive hypoglycemic rebound through the night, and then the blood sugar just rises before he wakes. So what you can start doing is it means his blood sugar, he needs a little bit more control throughout the day. But if you start with a low glycemic shake, that company USANA and both Metagenics make shakes that balance the blood sugar, just a little bit before bed will give him a 4 to 6 hour time frame where it'll be a little bit more in range, and that'll help him from spiking early in the morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll try that. Thank you.
And he may have a sleep disorder as well, because any type of stress response at nighttime will also spike the blood sugar. So there are other factors. If he's been tested for sleep apnea or a REM sleep disorder, that would be very, very important as well.
Okay.
Aaron, and you win the award for asking the most concise question. Very, very good job. Thank you for calling. You did great. You did great. Thank you so much. So we've got literally 1 minute left. Do you have any a favorite, like a basic supplement that kind of covers, do you see supplements just this for this, this for this, but is there one that's kind of a main supplement that you like?
Well, I use USANA's Essential, the multiple, and then that basically is it's a pure, clean multiple, and then I fill holes. And so people have different genetic uniqueness, but I start with that one, and then I fill holes, and everyone's different. I've not found one supplement that works for every single person. So you do have to recognize that. But that's generally my go-to for 80% of the people out there to start as a baseline and then fill the holes from there.
You know, and that's something we want to do is devote a whole show, Lord willing, to supplements and even to diet. And everybody's so different. Everybody's needs are different. And so, but Dr. Troy, this has been fantastic. These things go by so fast when you're on. Appreciate it. I bet you need a nap now.
No, I'm good. I'm just getting going.
All right. So next month we get them for 2 hours. So do email if you've got questions, because we can set these up ahead of time, or if there's topics you want Dr. Troy to address, send me an email about that as well. Susie at myfaithradio.com. Well, you've been listening to Live the Promise, and I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program on our website at myfaithradio.com. And remember this, the Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. He's the one who'll keep you strong to the end. Have a great day.